leaks. A few days later, Catherine began having problems with her laptop, so she called the IT department to see if anyone there could fix it. The IT department was really just four people, headed by a guy named Brendan, one of Jan's direct reports. Given the size of the group, it wasn't unusual for Brendan to handle some calls himself, especially if the call came from an executive, especially the CEO. Brendan arrived promptly and quickly identified the problem. When he informed Catherine that he would need to take the computer with him to fix it, she agreed, but explained that she would need it back before the end of the week. "Oh, that's right. You have another off-site coming up." Catherine was not surprised that Brendan knew about the off-site. In fact, she was glad that employees knew how her team was spending her time while they were out of the office. But his next comment gave her reason for concern. "I wish I could be a fly on the wall during those meetings." Catherine could not let the comment go without a question. "Oh, yeah? Why's that?" Brendan, whose technical ability was matched only by his lack of social awareness, responded without hesitation. "Well, let's just say that people around here would pay big money to watch Mikey answer for her attitude." Though Catherine could not deny feeling slightly glad that others in the organization recognized Mikey's behavioral issues, her primary reaction to Brendan's remark was disappointment. She wondered how many other employees in the company knew details about what was happening at the off-sites. "Well, I'm not sure that's how I'd characterize what we've been doing." Catherine knew that Brendan was not to be blamed for any of this, so she changed the subject. "Anyway, thanks for taking care of my computer." Brendan left, and Catherine contemplated how she would handle the situation with Jan and the rest of the team.